Muy buenas noches. Un saludo muy especial al misionero Miguel Bermúdez Marín.
Good evening. Warm greetings to the missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín, where he is at, in the congregation Fe Viva, which the Reverend Daniel Melo pastors, in Boa Vista, Brazil. To all those who are there with him, and to everyone connected through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8, today, Friday, June 28th of this year, 2024. As a subject, we have ladies, youth, and adults working and collaborating in God's great team, preached on Saturday, April 16, 2016, Santa Cruz, Bolivia. Brother William read to us the scripture of 1 Corinthians 3:5-17, where he tells us, and let us read it. To see what he also draw for us in some verses. It says, chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, verse 5 says, who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. There he draws a Star of David on the right. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And to the right he draws another Star of David. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And to the left he draws a cornerstone in the ages, and on top of the cornerstone he writes Malachi 4:2. If any man's work abide which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And there he draws Star of David. If any man defile the temple of God, he shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. And he draws also a cornerstone, and the ages, and on the side a Star of David, that is to the left of that verse 17. There he draws the cornerstone, the ages, and there on the side a Star of David. Ladies, youth, and adults working and collaborating on God's great team, you may please be seated. He tells us in this message, titled, Walking in Faith in the Physical Mega Projects of the Divine Program, preached on Saturday, February 14, 2009 in Santiago of Chile, in Chile. Our brother William says, for our time, for the end time, there is a great promise of a mega project that will be the appearance of a 10th cathedral in the midst of Christianity, a promise that was not fulfilled in any of the past ages. By the year 1965, the Reverend William Branham, who had the 10th vision many years before that, he tried to make it a reality, but it was not in the word that had to be materialized in his time. That vision was not to be fulfilled. In other words, that same vision should not be fulfilled back at his time, of which he spoke to us. Notice in the book of Quotations an excerpt where he tells us, page 120, paragraph 1068, tells us, that is from the message, his unfailing words of promise. It says, now that great gift, others have tried to explain and say how it was done. This can't be explained. Remember that the third pool, and of the third pool, there will be no imitations. There will be no copiers, impersonators. Why? Because that is only known by the instrument that God has for that time. In other words, the instrument in whom God is ministering at this end time. To say it more clearly, no one else will know it, be aware of it. Only that instrument is the one who knows all the details for that vision to continue to be fulfilled until it reaches that climax part. This can't be explained. Just wait. It will not be in operation so perfectly now. Wait till that council of churches bring on that persecution. That's when it will happen. That's the reason I come back among you to pray for the sick. Let us read the whole paragraph again, and then we will see what he wrote there. I have never had but one thing that he ever told me in my life that I know that hasn't happened yet, that some sort of building or a tent where there will be a little building setting and I have to go into that I pray for the sick. That hasn't happened yet as far as I know. That's the only thing that I know. Notice when he says that, I'll have to be in there praying for the sick. Anyone may say, well, we have to wait for Brother Branham to come back and fulfill that. Because he said that he would be in there praying for the sick. It is the spirit of Elijah there. Notice. But in that portion corresponding to that time, the Holy Spirit operating there, the ministry of Elijah in its fourth manifestation, is the one that was speaking, which would be fulfilled in his fifth manifestation. In other words, the one speaking there was God through his Holy Spirit, through the Reverend William Branham. And he had to speak as if it was him, the one who would carry out that work. Because the Holy Spirit noticed God is eternal, and he is always an eternal present. Therefore, he spoke as if he was the one that was fulfilling that in that moment of that vision, when it was shown to him. But notice, he says, that hasn't happened yet as far as I know. That's the only thing that I know. And so there, notice, our brother William writes on top, he writes, the tenth equals is what hasn't been fulfilled. And he also writes, the persecution and the third pool. And to the right, upwards, in two lines he writes, the tent and the little room. And also below the paragraph, he writes, what remains to be done equals the tent. And he also writes, Elijah prays for the sick again. And in 639, from page 75, he also tells us something in 62. He said something there as well. It says, page 75, paragraph 639 says, but now, he never said I was an evangelist. He said, do the work of an evangelist. Paul telling Timothy, see? Did you notice how it says? He didn't say, now you have been called to be an evangelist. It said, do the work of an evangelist. See, now, we notice there then, now, if I would say with all my heart and the best of my knowledge, that has been fulfilled to the letter, just exactly. And that's 30 years ago. And so far as I know, that every vision that He's ever given me has been fulfilled, except the one that I am a change in my ministry. And Brother William writes, to the 50 Laja. So see, from the 40 Laja that our Brother Branham was, to a 50 Laja, a change of ministry. He says, to the 50 Laja. And he writes that above there. A change in my ministry, to where I'm to pray for people in a little place, like a little room under a tent, or a big auditorium or something. It looked to me like a tent. And he writes, to the left side, upward, he writes, the tent and the little room is what remains to be done. And above, he also writes, auditorium or the tent and the little room. Notice, he gave details, but he did not speak in that year. Later on, well, during the one that we just read, he openly read that that wasn't fulfilled at that time. And notice, he left on December, on that accident that he had, December of 65. And notice, it was not fulfilled in his time. Now notice, he goes on to say, therefore, if it was not for his time there to be fulfilled, he could not fulfill it, even though he tried. But it was not possible for him, because it was not for his time. He had tents, but the great tent cathedral which he saw, that one, he did not have it. He visited it in a vision. He was transported. He saw it. He was there. And he enjoyed a good moment. He also went into the little room. He saw what happened there. And he said that what he knew, what he saw and heard there, he would take it to the tomb, to the grave. He would not make it known. He says that the angel asked him, do you remember the name that you wanted to remember when you saw the vision? That is the vision, the tenth vision. Do you remember that name that you wanted to remember? Now, there is only one name that everyone wants to know and wants to remember, if they have seen it somewhere. Just like the name of God was in the tabernacle that Moses built, and it was also in the temple that King Solomon built. It will be in the fulfillment of the tenth vision, and it will be in that little room, because the pillar of fire, the same one that delivered the Hebrew people, the angel of the covenant who has the name of God, the Reverend William Branham saw that the pillar of fire whirled away to that place, and it rested there in that place. And the angel that accompanied him also went to that place, and also Brother Branham went to that place, to that little room. And he saw what was happening there. Now notice, speaking about the name, he tells us on page 26, paragraph 216, he says, that has been promised would come into existence in the tabernacle here, before we hit the tent. Well now, as far as I know, there was nothing no more than just soon as I went in there, the Spirit of the Lord came in, and He just started discerning the spirits, and telling the people of their troubles and so forth. And it seemed like that maybe it just go to continue on for a while, until that tent comes in, up under the same ministry that I've had. Because in the interviews today, there were four great outstanding visions took place in the interviews. So, seemingly maybe, I will continue on until that maybe the tent starts, or whatever it is He has chosen to begin to declare His name in a new way. And on top of name, He writes, new. In a new way. But when it does, it'll be just as perfect as the others. It'll be just, and I'm trusting to God that it will be greater than the others, not because of our ministry, but because of the sick and needy people. There is such a need in the land today. There on top, he writes, on top of the paragraph, he writes, the tent. And also to the left, he writes, the name or the new name equals in the tent. And our brother William continues to say, just before that, but before he entered, he saw that the people come in with physical health problems, and they came out fine. But then he went into that place with the angel. But before that, notice the Holy Spirit, the pillar of fire, was working in there. Before the Reverend William Branham went in. Notice, the resurrection had not yet happened. Therefore, everyone who wants to see all that being carried out and with another instrument that God already used in the past, well, they won't be able to see that person who they think he's going to come back to fulfill that vision, because the messengers that God already used and took them, they can no longer carry out that work because their time is already over. Once they come back in eternal and glorified bodies, so that after we see them, we can be transformed and in 30 to 40 days and we'll leave to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That ministry that the pillar of fire was operating there, the Holy Spirit, in carrying out all those works pertaining to that stage, notice, it is the instrument, that veil of flesh, that he is using in this end time, a man of flesh and bone. And God fulfilling there everything he promised, and of which was shown to the Reverend William Branham in that tenth vision. Notice, our brother William tells us here, but before that, notice, the Holy Spirit, the pillar of fire, was working there before the Reverend William Branham went in. And he wrote that in the book of quotations, notice, on page 25, paragraph 211. There he says, let us see here, about halfway down that paragraph, that part it says, and I noticed a crowd of people that seemed to cover a city block or more that was standing in line. And there was a woman standing there, a man, one taking names, and people were going in on crutches and stretchers and coming out the other side walking. Well, I wondered what all taking place in there. Now notice that these will be activities that will take hours and hours and days. And for sure, well, then we'll have to be taking turns in all those things or parts which people will be helping with. Like those who will be interviewing, those who will be taking notes and all that. God has already had all of that in His program. And everything will happen due to all those needs. You will see how simple everything is. Now, well, I wondered what all taking place in there. And then that angel of the Lord, whose picture you see here, it went from me and went right over that little building. Now there is where he writes, to the right side upwards, in three lines, he writes, the tenth vision, miracles taking place before Brother Branham arrived. The page is cut off there, but that can be understood, see? The same thing that he was speaking about here in this message that we read. Now notice how everything was taking place without Brother Branham being there. In other words, everything was happening, and he was like an spectator, looking at the things that were happening in the midst of the people who were in that place, and also looking at what God was doing through that instrument. Now, he goes on to say, and went right over that little building and stood there, then went down. And a voice spoke and said, I'll meet you in that place. And you can read all the rights and also that entire quote. Now notice, he goes on to say, therefore, the corresponding instrument to that stage and the fulfillment of that mega project was there. See? If the instrument corresponding to that stage and the fulfillment of that mega project, then he's an instrument who is alive, and that God, the Holy Spirit, the pillar of fire, was operating through him all those marvels. For the Lord God shall do nothing without first revealing his secrets unto his servants, his prophets. It has always been that way. Therefore, the corresponding instrument for that stage and fulfillment of that mega project was there, which had to be worked by that instrument that God is going to have, and with the people who have been working all the time with him in that stage or age of the church, the age of the cornerstone. Because God mega project, it is given to the messenger and the people he has brought to the kingdom of God in each age. That is for the group of his age with the messenger to carry out the project or mega divine project for that time. On page 74 of this book of quotations, it tells us, from paragraph 638, it says, the morning that the cornerstone was to be laid, and I remember that morning when I had woken up and laying in the room in the upstairs right on here, 7th Street, something said, rise up to your feet. And he writes, upon. There on 7th Street, he circles 7. And I got up, and I saw, as it was a great place, and it was like a place where they would, a river. And he writes, a river running the valley. And he writes, a valley. And I got down there to the river. And he circles river, and he writes river right there. And I understood it was a place where John the Baptist, and he writes Elijah, where John the Baptist had been baptizing the people, and they had turned it into a hog lot. And I was very critical of it, just saying that it should not be done. And while I was there, there was a voice spoke to me and took me up. There to the right, he drew a cornerstone and the ages and an arrow toward the cornerstone. And I noticed this tabernacle in just about the state it's in right now. But there were so many people till they were just packing all in the tabernacle, in this condition, about the state it's at now. And I was happy standing behind the pulpit saying, God, how good you are to give me a tabernacle. And at that time, the angel of the Lord spake to me and said, but this is not your tabernacle. There above, on the paragraph, he writes, a river, this is not your tabernacle. And below, on page 74, down there, he writes, when the cornerstone was going to be laid. And on page 75, which is at the end of that paragraph, 638, on the top part, where it says, the angel of the Lord spake to me and said, but this is not your tabernacle. On top he writes, a valley, a river, and a tabernacle. This is not your tabernacle. Whose is it? With a question mark. So who does it belong to? Well, of the instrument who is alive at the time of the fulfillment of the 10th vision. It cannot belong to a prophet that God has already taken to the sixth dimension to rest. it must belong to an instrument, a prophet messenger who is alive, who is in effect in the midst of that new age and that new dispensation. And we all know who he is. Notice he says there, our brother William keeps on saying, that is how it has always been, and that is how it has to be at this end time. It is not for someone from a past age or from a past dispensation. For example, it is not for Noah to come and say, well, I made an ark back then, and it worked. Now I'm going to make you a tenth cathedral. Noah is already transformed. He's already there, because he is of those who rose in the resurrection. Therefore, he's doing well. His work is already done. Just like the work of all the prophets that have passed through this planet Earth has ended, and their days have already ended, and God have taken them. They all have finished their work. Now it's up to that dispensational prophet messenger, the seventh dispensational prophet of the dispensation of the kingdom, who is the last one, the Benjamin of the prophets. No one else comes after him. Therefore, we have identified at this time who that instrument is, who that messenger is, and we have identified ourselves as that great team of God. Ladies, youth, and adults, working and collaborating on God's great team. Let us stand, and thus leave on this occasion our dear brother and friend,
el doctor
William Soto Santiago.